The Czech Republic was the first post-communist country in the European Union to adopt a registered partnership law, and Marriage for All is supported by most Czechs. A new documentary called The Law of Love shows that the country is not as open-minded and LGBTQ+ friendly when it comes to legalizing same-sex marriages. Brian Kennedy has the details.
Under current Czech law, gays and lesbians cannot marry. The Law of Love tracks activists from the initiative We Are Fair, which helped introduce same-sex marriage legislation way back in 2006. In their campaign to achieve marriage equality and the, at times, ferocious and rather farcical debates about the issue in Parliament and on the streets. I spoke to producer Pavla Klimeshova ahead of the film's premiere and began by asking her how the idea for the film came about and whether the concept evolved during shooting, or was the idea of a tragicomic documentary road movie, as it is billed, there from the start.
I was working with Barbara Chalupová, the director, on our previous film Caught in the Net, and at that time she met on the street a volunteer from the initiative We Are Fair, who will ask her if she would like to sign the petition for the Marriage for All. And she asked, but you already have the registered partnership. And they told her, but it's totally different. And she was actually surprised by her not knowing, because she really thought that being able to register with a partner means the same rights and other things like marriage. And when she understood that it's completely different, that the differences are almost over 100 different things, then she said, wow, that's really interesting, and I would be really interested in following up what's going to be happening in this social debate over this topic. So she approached me, and we decided that we would like to shoot the process of the law being or not being passed. We were actually thinking that it would either be yes or no, but why we call it tragic comedy is that it's because it's not either way that the people, our representatives, that they didn't even vote on it until very last moment, and the law won't pass or not pass. So that's why the concept of the film changed a little bit, because of how the reality showed us that it's going a little bit different way.
And to put things in perspective for our listeners, the Czech Republic was the very first post-communist country in the EU to adopt a registered partnership law, and equal marriage for all is supported by most Czechs. So did you get a better sense from doing this film, working on this film, why politicians are not getting behind the move? And could you elaborate a bit about how Zákon Lásky tracks that development in the film?
The statistics show that more than two-thirds of Czech Republic are supporting the Marriage for All. So we were surprised as well that this doesn't appear in the politics. I think that the fact is that we vote the representatives that are a bit more conservative than the population in Czech Republic, and there are quite a lot of people in politics who are populistically trying to get voters. And right now, the topic of LGBTQ+ community is one of the key topics in the upcoming elections. So a lot of the politicians say quite harsh things, because they know that when they do it, they end up being in the headlines of the news, and they attract the voters that they would like to get. For example, Tomio Okamura, the leader of SPD, one of the right extremist parties, he said that if he would be adopted by two men or two women, he would rather jump out of the window. And I personally, I don't think that he actually agrees with this statement, but he knows that it's so extreme that when he says it in the parliament, the newspaper will be full of his pictures and he gets to reach the voters that he wants. So I think that's one of the reasons why the arguments that are there are sometimes super harsh, saying that being gay means that you are sick, or comparing homosexual people to zoophiles.
Now, the premiere is on Thursday night. Have you gotten much initial reaction to the film? And if I could ask just personally, what were some of the most surprising moments in the filming? There are quite a lot of scenes from protest marches, but also inside churches, people on the more conservative side. But what in your view is particularly surprising or shocking?
We had a special premiere like 2 weeks ago for the crowdfunding supporters who well helped us fund the film in the post-production time. And I was very happily surprised how well they received the film. And especially I was very touched that one of the supporters, older lady, came to us after the screening, and you could see that she was very touched, and she told us that she is from a small village, that her son is gay, that she doesn't really know what to do about it that much, and that she is super grateful that we made this film so she could see some of the insights from the politics and, you know, make her opinion, and that she thanks us that we are talking about this and opening the social debate. So I was super touched, because then she started crying and she hugged the director. And I think that, for example, this audience is also very important for us. It's not intended only for the LGBTQ+ community, but also for families of people from this community. We will be having some screenings with debates as well. We didn't want to make a left activist documentary. We wanted to just do an observative documentary that watches the situation. So we, besides the initiative We Are Fair, we wanted to shoot with this Family Alliance that organizes marches, and it's representing the law that they want to pass the law that marriage is only for men and women.
And does it follow quite a few couples who are looking to get married and maybe have done so in other countries, like where it's legal?
We are following several couples. For example, there is a wedding of two girls, and we talk to them there, and they say a lot of people are asking us, why are you doing this fake wedding, because it's not legal, it's, you know, maybe more like a garden party with the wedding team. But they said that for them and for their families it was very important to have this moment, even if it's not legal. And that's quite touching that you see these two girls who really just want to have a normal life. And then we are following another couple that have a child. So it's from one of the girls. And they talk about how hard for them it's not to have the same rights. For example, if something would be to happen to the mother of the child, the other partner would not be able to stay with her. She would actually go to foster care or the orphanage. And throughout these situations, we wanted to show the differences between the registered partnership and the marriage.
Producer Pavla Klimešová talking there to my colleague Brian Kennedy.